Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, if you're a repeat listener, please leave us a review or a rating. It would really help catapult us into the top 100. We're bouncing in and out on a weekly basis, and a review or a rating from you on your favorite podcast app would go a long way. Thanks so much. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. Today, we are answering the question, what do you sell that makes you successful? What it actually takes to be successful? I think this is such a funny question because it's so product-focused. Anyone learning anything about dropshipping is learning about product. Find the next trendy product. Find the next hot product on TikTok. And to me, that's not what it's about at all. And I've been successful with many different products. So, but I can tell John is worked up. He has some things to say about this. What do you sell that makes you successful, John?
Oh, God. You get this question on. Anytime somebody posts that they're having some level of success with dropshipping, there's always somebody that comes in with a comment. Like you see this on social media. What products do you sell? That's the first question. And so the assumption that a lot of people are making is that your success is defined by the products that you sell. And here's the bombshell. It's not. It's not. I mean, to a, you know, what products you sell forms a part of, you know, success, but it's a lot less than people think. And we see this all the time. We see people who, you know, I've seen, you know, people, two different businesses that are selling more or less the same products, the same types of products. They're in the same niche, if you like. And one will be doing fantastically well, while others will be struggling to make any sales. And so it's not just the products. It can't be just the products. I mean, we've had people on this podcast who, in our Freedom Friday episodes, who are selling particular types of products, and they're doing really well. And we know of multiple other people that are selling those same type of products that aren't making any sales, right? And so why are those people more successful than the other people who are selling the same products? And so absolutely, you need to go through and you know, do like niche selection, market selection in the right way, right? And you know, we've discussed on this podcast like many times, what's the way to do that? If you look at our back episodes, you know, we can probably link one up in the show notes here, but how to do niche selection properly. But there are so many different types of products you can land on after you do that niche selection properly that are going to work. But just finding the right product in and of itself isn't enough. It's not enough. You're not automatically successful.
Do you remember the Patreon where I kind of outed an old business partner and kind of went off for just had a nice little rant? Yeah. I had to let out. We had a successful business, and an old business partner of mine, I'll call him what he is, he's a snake in the grass. He decided to go to a competitor and say, I know what they're doing over there. I'll make you successful. Literally copied everything we're doing to a T, and they weren't successful. So you tell me, what were we doing differently to make us more successful? It wasn't, obviously it wasn't the products. It wasn't the niche. It wasn't anything else that we were doing that he could copy on the front end. And so there must have been some things in the back end. It did feel good to get that off my chest as well. Maybe we'll put that on the public feed.
Yeah, totally. Maybe we should. But you'll see it. Like I've had it as well. Like even with my first business, when I started posting that I was finding success, I had people literally cut and paste my site, like from the Facebook groups that I was in where I was talking about what I was doing and stuff like that. I'd have people cut and paste the site, more or less. Like it's Shopify, so it's not easy to make a site that looks exactly the same. They'd cut and paste my product descriptions, all of that sort of stuff, under the assumption that just because they've done that, they're going to get the same results that I was getting. And it's just they would disappear after a few months. Always. Not a single one of those people is still doing dropshipping today. And that's because they miss the point of everything that goes on in the background, both internally as you, the entrepreneur, but also all the stuff that you're doing that they can't see in your business, right? And that's those things are where success truly comes from, I think, in dropshipping.
Balancing speed, performance, and ease of customization, high-ticket dropshipping starts with Superstore, the premium Shopify theme from out of the sandbox. Dropship Breakthrough listeners get 15% off Superstore, Flex, and Turbo. That's right, three themes to choose from. Finding Shopify themes too rigid and hard to customize? Give Flex a try. Ready to take store speed and performance to a new level? Try Turbo on for size. Use code BREAKTHROUGH15 to receive 15% off Flex, Turbo, or Superstore. That's BREAKTHRU15 only at outofthesandbox.com. I think people just aren't committed, right? There's a lot of people chasing a buck, and you can't chase a buck. Like you're not going to work. Like you're going to show up, you're going to copy John's store, you're going to run ads. It's not going to work right away, and then you're going to run off. They're not committed. Where hopefully, when you're listening to this, we've convinced you to commit, go all in, and actually commit to this. It's a long game. It's going to have its ups and downs. But like, assuming you picked the right who, someone you want to hang out with on a daily basis, you're probably going to like the products you're selling that who as well. And like, as long as you choose the right who and you show up every single day, it's probably going to work out for you rather than, oh, I found this next hot product, I'm going to go as fast as I can. And when it doesn't work out, ultimately you quit. And like, that's usually the determining factor is people just quit.
Yeah. This sounds so simple when we say it. And we've said it a lot of times. I think, Ben, you've got to have commitment. You've got to have commitment, or you just got to commit and then do the right things. And like, that sounds really simple. It's not really simple, right? It's sometimes it's hard to stay committed to something, especially when you're facing those hurdles and that sort of thing. But absolutely, I stand by what you just said. The majority of people who are not successful with dropshipping literally quit too early. Very few people who have been through the right market selection process, particularly, pick the wrong product. It's not the product that's the cause of their lack of success. It's often just, you know, they're not prepared to put in the work to make it happen.
I think another big thing is like, just show up every day. So I actually recorded a little video on this for shorts today. How much do you think you actually work in your job? So I worked at a warehouse. I had work. You ain't working, you aren't getting paid. It's very much you're a number. You're just a number. You're a cog in the machine. Either work or there's the door. But I think there's a lot of people out there who are working from home or working in an office. And realistically, how many hours are you working today? It's not that much, right? The rest of the time, you're kind of screwing around or going to the water cooler or surfing the web or, I've watched The Office. I know what you're doing. Anyway, but like, you're not working that much. And so like, if you put that into perspective of what you need to do in your business, it's not that much either. If you can commit 1 hour, 2 hours a day and just show up every single day, it's going to pay huge dividends in your business 30 days, 60 days, 90 days later. And so if I can convince anybody anything of what it actually takes to be successful, it's like I committed to the long term and I showed up every single day. Like you can't not have results if you just simply show up.
And along with showing up, I think in terms of talking about things you need to do consistently, I think it's important to constantly be learning. Right. So continue to learn. And I think this is something that's been like personally for me has been a large part of my success. I mean, you know, I've been doing dropshipping for 8 years now. I'm still looking for things that I could learn to improve, you know, the businesses that I run, you know, whether it's to do with marketing or, you know, customer service or whatever it might be. And I think you've got to be open to that. And you've, you know, particularly in the beginning, I mean, you know, the amount of things that I got wrong or didn't know, you know, made a lot of mistakes. The way out of those was to go and find, like, how could I have done that thing better? Like, what don't I know? What do I need to learn? And, man, I spent so many hours in, you know, reading, taking courses. You know, I've taken a bunch of courses over the years that from various people and, you know, being in communities online in whatever way, whatever form they take, to learn from other people who are doing the same thing. I think that's a massive thing that successful people do. And if I think of other people I know that are successful, like yourself, Ben, obviously, but even like I mentioned, other people who have been on the show, I know that they're still learning from people. Like they're in groups and courses that even though they're successful, they're still looking to learn from other people. Right. Successful people almost always are still learning. Like you, the job's never complete when it comes to learning, I think.
And on that same token, they've surrounded themselves with other people who are on this same journey. So entrepreneurship's lonely. Go find some people, whether that's in our community or elsewhere, to do this with so that you can learn from them. It doesn't have to be a course. It doesn't have to be some guru or some YouTube videos, and you can overlearn on that stuff. You can binge and not take any action. So just find other people who are doing what you're doing, and they're going to be like, well, this worked for me, and you can try that. And you can say, this worked for me, and they can try that. Find a group of people. And that kind of leads into the next one. Do the right marketing. If you don't know what you're doing in the first place, you're not going to have good results, right? And so John and I talk a lot about a priority funnel in Google Shopping. We certainly didn't invent it, but I feel like we've mastered it, if you will. And if you're not doing that priority funnel, if you're running what Google wants you to run, it's not going to work for high ticket drop shipping. You might get a sale or two, but you're going to spend a lot of money, and you're just going to look into a black box at where Google is spending that money. They're not even going to tell you about it. So if you're not doing the right marketing, if you're not doing the right Google ads, if you're not doing the right SEO, if you're not doing the right email marketing, if you're not doing the right thing for the business model you're in, which again, a lot of these are share tactics and strategies and marketing philosophies, but if you're not doing them right, you're not going to be successful. It's just plain and simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I say it a lot to people, and I've probably said it on the podcast, but when you're drop shipping, you're in the business of marketing and serving a customer. That's your business, right? Yeah, you can say, well, I'm a retailer or whatever, but really when you get down to it, you're not in the product business, right? You're not developing a product, at least not in the beginning. You might get down there further down the track, sure, but in the beginning, your job is to do the best marketing and serve your customer better than anybody else in your market. If you do those things, you win. So you have to become a student of those things, right? You have to learn how to do those things as to the best of your abilities. And for dropshipping, there is a specific set of marketing strategies that you need to implement, right? And they're time proven. We've talked about them a lot on this show. But that's what works, right? And so if you're not doing what works, what is proven to work, then your chances of success are very much more limited, right? That's marketing is what you're about. So I'm so big on that. And that's the thing that a lot of people miss when they just look at the products. They go, oh, this person's selling these products, so if I sell them the same, then I'm gonna make a lot of money. And that they go and they put them on a website, and then they don't do the right marketing. They do it completely wrong, and they don't sell any of those products. And often when I look at people who are in the same markets at the same time and one's making more money than others, if you dig into what's happening behind the scenes, right, you might see that the person who's making a lot of money is doing a ton of SEO work and they're getting a lot of organic traffic, but they're not really making much money off ads. Whereas the person who's making no money is only running ads and not doing anything organically. Right. And you see those sort of differences a lot. And that often can be the sole factor that determines success or not between people.
Or, and to our last point, they're answering the phone. Like, this is a marketing and customer service game. And if you're not willing to answer the phone and talk to the person you're serving because you're scared, you don't know the answer, or you have fears of answering the phone or whatever it is, you're not going to win. Like, in high ticket, you're going to get phone calls. You're going to get phone calls of people who just want to know you're a real person. You're a real website. Mm. You're also going to get people who have questions. They're about to spend thousands of dollars with you. They might have a question or two, which in turn is going to lead to you having better marketing so that you can create a piece of content answering those questions or put them on the product page. And so it's marketing, it's customer service. Do the right things here. Show up every day. Constantly be learning on how to do more right things and play the long game. And I think that's how you be successful as a high-ticket dropshipper.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out The Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.